Welcome along. It's Alan Brazil up front.
It's the Porkmeister. Yes!
He is losing the plot.
No, I'm not losing the
Alan
plot.
Alan Brazil up front.
Exclusively on Audio Boom.
Can City do it?
Look, City, if they turn up, you're going to get buried.
What are you talking about? Welcome. Alan Brazil up front this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever you're listening from. We're Mike Porky Parry on Audio Boom. Porky, how are we?
Very well indeed, Alan. What a scintillating opening day it was.
Lucky you were, Watford. Lucky.
Opening weekend of the Premiership always gets me going. We'll get on to the Arsenal result in a minute because, quite frankly, you know, everybody's going, desperation for Arsene Wenger and Arsenal. Jubilation for West Ham. You want to concentrate on my Everton team? I don't blame you, but there were positives in that. Alcone suddenly looks like a bit of a striker, like he could do something for Everton. Very bad news about Leighton Baines, but how about this? Seamus Coleman, of course, a great right-back and subject of bids from clubs which are allegedly bigger than Everton, has volunteered to go to left-back to fill the Leighton Baines slot because we've got boys like Oviedo who can play on the right.
Right, so in other words, you don't have another left-back.
I didn't say that. I mean, for goodness sake. Why did you always find the worst in it?
I was listening on radio. It was a cracking game, no doubt about it. Mm. But Watford, you know, they'll be buzzing early doors. They've got a couple of spankings then. It could change. But Everton need to get off to a good start. Now, West Ham, what a result. Tottenham are getting a good start.
Incredible.
Arsenal looked so good, didn't they, pre-season? Mm. Wow. They looked accomplished, they looked strong, they looked fit, they looked ready to go, to lay down a challenge to Chelsea and City. West Ham go there and beat them 2-0.
Do you remember a couple of seasons ago, Al, they lost at home to Villa 2-1, and Paul Lambert then, who had, you know, the same sort of experience that a West Ham manager had the season before, on the brink of being sacked, except Lambert stayed on. Oh, he's jumping up and down in the dugout there at the Emirates and saying, you know, whoa, I've cracked it. And Arsene Wenger, you know, with his morose look, he looked like the Undertaker walking away. I think Arsenal went another 13 games before they got beaten, and Lambert ended up losing his job eventually at Villa. So I do think that sometimes opening day results can be terribly misleading.
Well, they can be, but, you know, we'll look ahead at the forthcoming weekend. But Arsenal go to the Palace, then I think they're home at Liverpool.
Yeah.
So can you imagine Arsenal maybe starting the season with three games and maybe just 2 points, 3 points?
Can you imagine even more, because we'll get on to next week's results, Chelsea having 1 point out of six after two games?
Yeah.
Because that could happen. Just getting back to Arsenal for a minute, Al.
Check. What about check?
May I just check? But the main issue I've got with Arsenal is this. For the last 18 months, Arsenal have been negotiating with Theo Walcott and his advisers to try and get him to stay at Arsenal because they value him so highly. He's just signed a new contract for 4 years and his salary's gone up from 90,000 to 140,000, it is reported. That's 50 grand a week increase.
What happens
on day one? A boy who I rate, because we're very short of English players in the Premier League, a boy who I rate as a potential match winner for England, doesn't even start the game. He starts on the bench. Now, I'm saying that if Theo Walcott had started for Arsenal, and maybe, Al, maybe, because he's similar to you, could have played down the middle instead of playing wide, couldn't that have made a difference?
No, it's an incredible rise, isn't it? Dear, oh dear. Anyway, you've just reminded me some good news. Someone told me yesterday, a young Jack, it's not as bad. It's not been in the papers or anything yet.
Right.
Jack Wilshere, so we've got a little exclusive here. He's actually holidaying, as we speak, in Dubai.
Oh, okay. That's very helpful.
No. He's got a hairline fracture.
Yeah.
And you basically just got to give it time. Mm. Get your weight off it. Put your feet up, have a bit of sun, chill, it will heal. Jack will be back in 3 weeks.
I find that absolutely remarkable. If I was Jack Wilshere, I would have a guilt complex about being out in Dubai. If I was running...
So you want to skip all day and make it worse?
I'm telling you, if I ran Arsenal Football Club, I would insist that we have Jack Wilshere in here every day. Because, as I know something...
It's a weight-bearing injury. He has to get his leg up, feet up.
Right, and do you know where that leg should be up?
For the bone to heal.
Do you know where that should be? I know something about physiotherapy.
No,
and
you
I'm
don't.
Yes, I
you
do.
You can't even spell it.
He should be working in a swimming pool 6 hours a day. Because the, let me tell
he's in the Arabian Sea, you numpty.
Yes, but he's walking around the Arabian Sea. The kinetic force of water against flesh, right, is so perfectly matched to the velocity of the human body plus bone against water. That is the perfect way. You know what I'm saying.
No, I don't.
In a swimming pool, in a pool where you get your legs and your joints better, you're pedaling all the time and you're only pedaling against the force of water.
Well, maybe he's in a pedal boat.
He's not on a pedal, though, for goodness sake.
Of course he's doing a bit of exercise, but he's getting a bit of sun, he's chilling out, he's letting that crack, that hairline crack, heal. But he will be back in 3 weeks.
Quite seriously, shouldn't that be done under the supervision of all the Arsenal physios and all the Arsenal doctors?
No, because the doctor would have said, look, Jack, there's a little programme, go away. He wants to be back. He's already said, I'm desperate. He was superb for England last couple
of
games.
I'll tell you what.
Right? So anyway, look, you're not a doctor.
I know, but it's an act of faith to say to Jack Wilshere, please, look after yourself.
Oh, you don't trust them, then?
Well, I think it's a very strange thing that the only two times that we've seen Jack Wilshere pictured with a cigarette in his mouth are the only two times he's ever had a cigarette. Real coincidence, that, you know what I mean?
May I remind you, your specialist at Papworth Heart Hospital said you shouldn't drink wine and especially give up the cigarettes.
Oh, well,
once you've had 2.5 bottles of wine, out come the 20 Benson and Hedges. So don't be lecturing people and talking to doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chelsea thing's blown up again, hasn't it?
Well, the Chelsea thing has blown up again, but
he's speechless there. He doesn't know what to say.
Well, I'm only saying that the National Health Service have worked terribly hard to keep me alive.
Who was it on your op? Christian Bernard? Dr. Christian Bernard, was it?
They don't need this attack of cynicism from people like yourself. And by the way, I'm talking about the English National Health Service, not the Scottish one, which we pay for as well. Now, may I just say to you, the lady doctor at Chelsea, first of all, she's not the sort of doctor who, for instance, could walk into a surgery of a GP and say, right, bring the next patient in. Oh, you've got bronchitis, I'll treat you for that. So when they call a doctor, she's club doctor only, but she's got a degree, an MSc, in physical science, right?
Okay.
Which is fine, but she's not a doctor.
So my youngest girl's got a first in human sciences.
Yes.
She's now got to do another 5 years to be a doctor.
Yes, exactly.
Is that similar?
No, because your daughter, for instance, wonderful girl that she is, has actually stood in and watched operations and all this kind of stuff already, hasn't she, in her training?
But she's very clever. She's already said to me, Dad, Uncle Mike doesn't look too well when you were last at our barbecue party.
that's a bit harsh. And I think we should gloss over that, by the way, because,
So Josie, has he got a point? But look, Hazard goes down. Hmm. Courtois has been sent off. There's 10 men, okay?
Yeah.
And it's the final minutes of the game. They're hanging on, the 2-2. Hazard goes down. Josie thinks, okay. And he looks and he said, well, he's not serious, he's fine. And all of a sudden, whoosh, it was like one of them films, medic, medic.
Yeah.
A doctor and the physio go hurling on. Josie looks, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Get back here.
Yeah.
Because Hazard has to go off. So then they're down to 9 men.
Sure.
With a few minutes to go. That's why Josie's got the hump.
Yeah.
And he didn't appoint this lady either, by the way. It was AVB.
It was, AVB. When AVB went to Chelsea, she was actually looking after the second team. I don't know what a second team is in the club anymore. Don't have a reserve team, do they? But he promoted her. I think it was like kind of trendy and all that. But the most interesting thing that you've said on this, Al, and I've discussed it with you, is that
I think there's been many interesting points.
Several, but I'm going to highlight one of them, okay? Not two of them, one of them. And that is that you say, as a former professional footballer yourself, you can take moments where when you go down, you're not necessarily injured, but you'd like it, an 8 count, like a boxer would, a bit of a rest and all that. And you, in your opinion, that's what
without
he was doing.
Without a doubt. And I spoke to Sam Allardyce, and Sam, of course, out of a job at the moment, but when he was at West Ham, he said, Alan, I know exactly where Josie's coming from because I told my physio, don't be in too much of a rush. Yeah. Let's have a quick look. We've been in the game a long time. We know what's serious and what isn't. Mm. If it's a clash of heads, someone swallows a tongue, that's different. Yeah. Get on there as quick as you can.
Sure.
But when it's nothing, when it's a, people come together or someone gets tripped, it's not serious. There's no point dashing on. And that's Josie's point. He's not trying to undermine this lady. And by the way, if this was Accrington Stanley in the League Cup against someone, and it was someone your age, 61-year-old physio, hobbling on, we wouldn't wouldn't be having this argument. It's because it's a pretty young lady who sprinted on. That's why they're having a go at Josie.
Yeah.
Josie, all he was after was, we hang on to this point.
Yes.
It's not been a great game. We're down to 10 men. I don't want to go down to 9. We hang on. That's why Mourinho had the hump.
I totally agree. I'll ignore the ageism bit, by the way, and we'll gloss
all right,
over.
63.
We'll gloss over that. The issue here now is that I've got to say to you, when I've taken your point of view, which I have strongly, that Jose's in charge and he says what goes, I've now been accused of having sexist views. And you've just said, quite rightly, that I think it's ridiculous. And I'll tell you why I think it's ridiculous, because she has become a personality, Eva, her first name. She has become a personality. She is clearly very good at what she does. Otherwise, she wouldn't have held on to that job, even though Jose didn't appoint her. But I do think her response on her Facebook to say, thank you very much for the support I received, was very, very inappropriate in the world of Jose Mourinho.
She won't be there long, trust me.
Well, I think you're probably right.
She won't be there long.
I think you're probably right.
Mourinho's not the man. Jose wants everyone listening to him and carrying out his instructions.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not just the doctor, the physio. He got a rollicking as well, but because he's not pretty, the papers didn't start on him, but he's had a finger wagging as well.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see. But Chelsea fans, before you get all sympathetic and give it the old health and safety nonsense, Chelsea fans, you've got a manager there who is desperate to win his first home game.
Exactly.
He didn't play well. He's hanging on to a point. Think of that. He's thinking of the football club.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be bossy to two of his staff. He's thinking of hanging on and get a point. You're not listening to me.
Yeah.
You don't understand the game.
I mean, to put it bluntly, Al, do you think she was showboating?
I don't know. I think she's doing what she normally's done. I think she just got carried away. You know, as I say, in a battlefield, medic, you know. And I think they just thought, you know, Josie's point was this, that if you understand the game, you know when someone's in trouble or when someone isn't. The referee, I believe, called him on.
Yeah.
But Josie could have just said, no, he's okay.
I mean, Sam said he had to use bad language sometimes to his physios and say,
Robson would have done just the same. Robson would have gone mad.
Yeah.
He'd have gone mad at our physio.
Sure.
So, look, I understand both sides of it, but we move on.
But Jose's main problem was she was going to be culpable for reducing the team to 9 players.
With a few minutes left.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. And a set piece, they break away, set piece, and they're 2 men down. You can't do that.
Mind you,
by the way, we should tell Hazard as well.
Yeah.
Hazard, it's all right going down, try to time waste a wee bit.
Yeah.
But when the referee said, do you want help?
Yeah.
Yes, he should have picked himself up right away. I'm fine.
He should have said, no, I'll be up in a minute. And he could
there's blame all over the place here. But don't smash into Mourinho, because Mourinho's a winner.
I totally agree.
And that's what this means.
I totally agree. And at the crux of it, Al, by the way, the rule is wrong, because Hazard was the victim. Even if he wasn't injured, he was the man who'd been fouled. So why did you take him off the field?
I agree totally.
Yeah.
Another big result, Manchester City, West Brom.
Oh, marvellous.
I tweeted
result.
Out, West Brom, what a shame their midfield got stuck on the M6 for an hour of the game.
Marvellous.
They never turned up, did they?
Marvellous result.
City absolutely battered them. Yeah. Very unlike a Tony Pulis team. They went to the races. They let City have the ball. They stood off them.
Yeah.
City had a field day.
Do you think it was wise of Tony Pulis after the game to say it was all my fault?
Yes.
I tried to play 2 up front.
He's brave. And he's saying, it wasn't my player's fault. By the way, after the game, he would have got stuck in them and said, what are you doing? How can you give Silva? Yeah. Silva's a great player. That magical left foot of his, you give him time in the ball.
Silva's never the recognition.
I would still man-mark people at Silva.
Yeah,
I know it's a spoiler. If I was a manager, I'd say, with the greatest respect, guys, we're not as good as him. You stick with him. Go everywhere with him. I would do that now and again.
Yeah, but he's also got problems in his defence, hasn't he? I mean, some of the goals that... two of the goals that they conceded, I thought, were culpable, really, for bad defending.
Destroy you.
Yeah.
The teams that don't let City play cause them trouble.
Is a happy player a better player? Yaya Toure, is he happy now with Manchester City?
He is at the moment.
Yeah.
But that could change.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had all the birthday cake incident and all that kind of stuff, but he looks now, to me, like a man...
Silva's the main player they've got. Aguero and Silva, make no mistake.
And did you get the impression that Pellegrini has been told, you better do it this season or else? Because
they've just given a new contract.
They look like men on... Yeah, it doesn't mean anything, does it? When you've got as much money in the world.
We've had one game here, and this is where we've got to be careful.
Yep.
You know, give me 6, 7, 8 games, then you'll know who the contenders are. And of course, City take on Chelsea next game.
Oh, this,
at the weekend. It's just a beauty.
This is what I'm saying. Jose could end up, for the first time in his whole career as a manager, with 1 point after two games of the start of a league championship. You know, Premier League, Portugal, Spain, Italy, wherever.
But I go back as well to the first game of the season. Tottenham didn't play bad at Man U, but Man U will not be challenging, trust me.
Mm.
But Tottenham, they were in Germany 48 hours before the game, which is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
Chelsea were all over the place as well. They've been all over the world. It's not right. It's trying to get the brand out there. It's money for the club. It is not good for the players at the start of the season.
This year,
I think Chelsea, did they lose three games last year? I think this year there could be a lot more. I think we're in for a much more... Even at the top, I think Arsenal, Chelsea, City will really fight it out. The likes of Liverpool, probably, Man U, and Spurs, maybe Spurs, will fight for the fifth spot.
The very interesting reflection on the first weekend is that Chelsea's result looked bad until Arsenal's result came in, if you see what I mean. Manchester United's result looked good
until
Manchester City's result came in. So it's all by comparisons over the weekend as to who was doing what.
And then, of course, there was a tinker man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. A leading football journalist, football correspondent said, he's clueless, they'll finish bottom.
Yeah.
And they score four and win 4-2. So I think top and bottom would in for a super, super Premier League, I really do.
I think the three who came up will go down.
No, I don't. I don't. No,
what,
I don't.
You don't think Bournemouth will go down?
I think Bournemouth might.
Yeah.
Do you think Watford will go down? Or Norwich might have a little chance because I think Sunderland will fight for their lives. I think Leicester will still be fighting.
Yeah.
Forget the first game. Mm. I still think they're going to be in trouble. I think Villa might be. Mm. I do. I know they got a great result over Bournemouth, but come the end of the season or come Easter, you watch. I don't think it's going to be as clear-cut as you make out.
The only reason I say that is that Norwich aside, I think the other two promoted teams look so naive, if you see what I mean,
Hold on a minute. Watford got a great result. Naive, they've gone to Goodison, your club, and could have won.
Yeah, but that...
Got a point, so what does that make Everton?
Let me just give you my theory on this.
That is that
the worst possible fixture you can get on the opening day of any season is one of the promoted clubs. That's usually the only day of the season when they're inspired to 100%, you know, maximum effort and appreciation.
And Roberto Martinez lined up Johnny Evans.
Yeah.
Who Johnny's, with the greatest respect, is not good enough for Man United.
Well,
so will he be good enough for Everton? That's because John Stones is going to leave.
I totally agree with what you just said. Why should you take... If a player's not good enough for another club, why should you take him? In much the same way as AVB wasn't good enough for Chelsea, why did Spurs take him? It's the same with managers, isn't it? You know, managers get sacked all the time. The merry-go-round goes round and they land somewhere else. Looking at next week's fixtures, right, as we have done a little bit, I should be down at Southampton. And Everton have got to get a result.
That's
there.
That's a hard game, mate.
Of course it is.
I'm impressed with Southampton.
It's a lunchtime fixture. We've got to get some sort of a result. If we got a draw, I have to say I'd be quite relieved. They've got 2 points.
So after two games.
I think
you're going to be top six.
No, I think 2 points after two games is better than 1 point after two games because obviously don't want to get beaten, you know. You make sense of that, yeah?
No. What about Spurs, Stoke? What about Stoke, Shaqiri?
Yeah.
Where are they getting all the money from? Stoke, amazing.
Is he? I mean, I have never heard of that player.
Oh, you're joking.
No.
He's all right. Bayern Munich, FC Basel, Swiss team.
Sure.
He's only 23.
On paper. But I mean, it's not as if we were switching on the Champions League coverage last season, was it? And say, oh, Shaqiri, bursting necks and all that.
He
wasn't.
At 23, he's built like a brick, you know what.
Yeah.
And he's exciting. I think Stoke will finish minimum 10th again and probably 9th or 8th.
Yeah, and is that acceptable for a club like Stoke? Yeah, okay.
Of course it is. Stoke could finish, they could even finish alongside Everton.
I know exactly what you're saying there. But I was going to add, and then I reflected, you've got to get to the occasional cup final, which of course Stoke did under Tony Pulis, but I'm not sure they will under Mark Hughes, because Mark Hughes plays football which is designed to stop the opposition, not designed to take you forward and be ambitious, which gets you through cup competitions.
He's just bought players fringe players from Real Madrid and from Barcelona. Mm. He's not going to hump it. He's not going to launch it.
Well, he normally does.
No, he doesn't.
No, he does.
No, you're not watching. You've got to stop playing dominoes on a Saturday night and watch Match of the Day.
Oh, really?
He's
right?
Passing the ball now.
I've given up playing dominoes, actually. I'll usually the takeaway by that time.
Knock, knock.
You know what I mean?
Is it chap, chap? You chapping?
It's a chapter. Right, now then, the other fixtures coming up this weekend could, in fact...
What about Newcastle, right? What about Newcastle?
Well,
they showed a little bit of spirit. Pre-season, they were pants.
Yeah.
And they showed a bit of spirit first game to get a draw. Now, I'm not sure how they've spent loads of money, you know. He's been slaughtered, Ashley, but they've spent loads.
They haven't spent that much, have they?
They have, trust me. I think they've spent more than anyone, to be honest. They have. Have a look. See, again, you're playing dominoes.
All right. Well, they go to Swansea. Respect, go out into the street and ask the man in the high street, can you name me one stellar player that Newcastle have signed? Because I can't.
Well, you won't be. But Swansea are a good side, right? Swansea, you know, I think Gary Monk is one of the managers that we haven't given him enough credit for what he's done since
I think we've given him too much.
No.
Oh, we've given Gary Monk too much credit. We're all talking up Gary Monk as, you know, the next genius and the man who's going to, you know, revolutionise the Premier League. Gary Monk's been lucky. He's been lucky because 3 years ago or 4 years ago, he was a player. Now he's a manager. He's still got that bond with the guys who were there when he was playing. He can do all that. But you wait until they start falling out. They did all right on weekend one. I totally agree with that. But I'm telling you, that cloud will dissipate. That cloud, and do you know why? Because I think Gary Monk is too self-satisfied with his own performance.
Quick,
a bit like
on...
Brendan Rodgers. You know, these guys look in mirrors and they like what they see.
Quick one, Villa Man U. Man U have got a great record at Villa Park. This is a Friday night.
Yes.
Because of a Mickey Mouse March.
Do you like a Friday night game, by the way?
Yes, I do. When I played at Ipswich, I used to go down to Lair Road, Colchester, who played a Friday night. It was a great atmosphere. It was a great way to get through a Friday without having to go to bed too early. So, yes, I do.
Yeah.
There won't be too many more, but I am. United, what's his name? Stoichkov has slaughtered Van Gaal.
Yes.
Slaughtered him.
Yeah.
And that brings us on to, I know we're going to talk later.
He sounds like a bottle of vodka, doesn't
but
he,
he's really, yeah, but he's had a bottle and launched into him.
Risto Stoichkov.
Saying don't go to Pedro.
Yeah.
Because Pedro, of course, the Super Cup, scored a great goal to beat Seville 5-4, which was a hell of a game. Barcelona 4-1 up, back to 4-4, extra time. But he wasn't picked in the starting lineup, Pedro. So for me, that seals his move because Neymar has got the mumps.
Yeah.
So Pedro thought he was going to start, didn't start. He said, that's it. So that's probably his last goal for Barcelona.
Don't you think Stoichkov's a disgrace, though?
No. I mean, he's entitled to his opinion.
Yes, but
he was a great player.
Yeah, but it was a long time ago. And he has no relevance.
Also Ronald Koeman don't like Van Gaal. He's fallen out with
him. Yeah, well, I agree. But it has no relevance, I think, to the modern game. And Stoichkov, by the way, it's not like, you know, he hasn't got an axe to grind. When Louis van Gaal, you know, went to Barcelona and took over the first time round. When
look at Stoichkov's record before Van Gaal came.
Yeah, but he dropped Stoichkov, so it's no wonder Stoichkov is now laying down the poison mat for Louis van Gaal. Only Louis van Gaal can sort out his future at Manchester United. Not only the Manchester United hierarchy and the fans can decide whether he's good or bad for the club. Not Stoichkov. Stoichkov should stick his nose out of it. And I like people from abroad who come in here and start telling us how to run the Premier League, frankly.
Porky, you're a numpty.
Brought to you by Audioboom.